response.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
Ice Cream Karen is going down today, Kennedy.
Down.
Ice Cream Karen is going down today. So if you missed that story, Danny was in Norwood, decided to sell a little ice cream. How old is Danny again?
12.
12 years old.
He wanted a summer job, but obviously, but he can't work. You know, you can't work at 12 years old. So his mom said, well, why don't we do something? But you have to help others with the money that you make. So we split it 50-50.
Right. Half of it going to Danny.
Yep.
And the other half going to Boston Bear Cubs. I was just perusing their website, Kennedy. Let me tell you a little bit about Boston Bear Cubs and this organization.
Bring it to me.
That Danny's raising money for, and his brother, Patrick, plays on the team.
Mm-hmm.
Boston Bear Cubs provides boys and girls with physical and developmental disabilities, say autism spectrum, Down syndrome, and similar disabilities, a chance to play hockey, which is adapted to the level of ability they're able to participate. The Boston Bear Cubs are proud members of the American Special Hockey Association, the ASHA. That's who he's raising money for.
Yes.
And some ice cream Karen called the, you know, health officials in Norwood and went, there's a kid selling ice cream.
That he made at his house.
Oh my God, health code. Fist shake.
Snitchy McRat.
And so I don't know, we want to do something. We're not sure what we want to do yet.
We want to have an ice cream
party,
stand, truck. Legally.
Store.
Above board.
That the health department can't come and shut down.
Right.
That folks can come and do some ice cream.
Yeah. Because our people will come and buy ice cream.
Correct.
Ice cream Karen. Pshaw.
We got a text from someone that said, I will drive all the way from Fall River to donate just to prove that Karen wrong. Mm. You go.
Valerie's from Norway. Good morning, Valerie.
Hello.
And what is your suggestion?
Well, I know that there's a local shop, Daddy's Dairy in Norwood.
Okay.
That would help out because I think they reached out to the family already and was donating some money. So they may be willing to help you guys.
Yeah, we want to have a
big... I don't know them. I don't know any of the owners or anything, but I bet you they would help.
Daddy's Dairy, just by the name alone, seems like they're wonderful people.
I mean...
Yeah, they have a couple of shops, I think, in a couple of other towns, but the one in Norwood is right in the center of town. The town, since COVID, shuts down one of the streets, which is right in front of Daddy's Dairy, and the gazebo's there, and there's picnic tables, and it's a nice little town. Thing.
Yeah, we got one in Braintree. Bro, it's nice.
We got a gazebo. We could throw a party.
All right. Who knows somebody at Daddy's Dairy?
We could
Daddy's
throw a
Dairy,
party.
We would love to speak with you. Hi. Already Miss Carson and Kennedy. Please call.
John from Plainville. Good morning, John. Hello?
No, John hung up.
That's he did? Nancy. Oh, Nancy from Furlong Candies in Norwood. What's up, Nancy?
Nancy!
Hello there. How are you guys?
I'm good. How are you?
Do you guys serve ice cream,
wonderful.
Too?
We are wonderful. We do. We absolutely do.
Oh, Kennedy.
Did we just become best friends right now?
You've already been our best friend.
I know.
We're even better friends.
You've done so much for us. Would you have an ice cream
party
for a couple hours?
We absolutely would.
Okay.
We absolutely would, yes.
Well, that took a long time to get an ice cream place.
I've never been so happy in my whole life.
Are we having an ice cream party?
We're having an ice cream party!
For good?
Yeah!
We're having an ice cream party.
Okay. How's your parking
I'm
there?
Sweating.
What if we got people coming from all over?
We have about 100 parking spots. We're on the municipal parking lot in Norwood.
Oh, let's go.
Okay. I think that'll be good. All right. Put
her on hold. I don't have everything.
Nancy, don't hang up,
sure,
okay?
I've got an email somewhere, but just in case.
Okay.
All right. Hang on a second. All right. There you go, Kennedy. Damn you, Ice Cream Karen.
All right. I need 10 minutes to make this happen, and then it's done.
Okay.
We mobilize fast.
Yes, we do.
That was like Swifty level.
Because our listeners are freaking amazing.
No, you guys are the best. So then the idea would be we just throw a big party at some point here in the next couple of days. We'll figure out when that's going to be. We'll invite everybody out. We'll get Danny, his family.
Yeah.
And then...
Proceeds will go.
All proceeds go.
Or whatever they can afford to
do. Yeah. We'll figure out what that is. Yeah, that would be awesome.
All right.
Think they do like a special Carson and Kennedy flavor for the sale?
What?
Might be tough to make any...
Not about sir.
No, I just saying like this.
Maybe a Bear Cubs flavor.
Oh, I like that idea too. Oh. Dan, ideas are just...
All right.
That's what it sounds like in your head. That explains so much.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
It is not hard to destroy a college. Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me.
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.